Episode 39, Open Invitation Podcast. We back.
Open Invitation.
We bike.
It's been like a month and a half since the Lakers won.
Yeah, since they won number 17.
Number 17.
And everybody was upset.
How you living?
I'm chilling, bro. How you doing?
Chilling. Bundled up, you know.
Gotta be, man. I love this cold weather.
It's cold outside.
I love it.
You watched the NBA draft?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the top three.
You switched it.
Who cares about anybody else? You know what I was watching for.
Melo?
Of course. He should have won one.
Over?
He should have won one. I'm not drafting a player that don't want to play basketball.
I seen that, and that was interesting.
That's crazy that he's that good, though.
And he said he doesn't watch basketball because he's not that into it?
Yeah, he'd say he's not that into it. He's just good at it. Like, he's from Georgia.
Right.
He's a football player.
That's what I seen. Like,
I think he could. I'm a Georgia football fan. Like, I think he could have went to Georgia and played football.
So he went to Georgia and hooped there.
Yeah, he hooped there though.
He's just really good. I wonder why he didn't play football. Because I did see that. Like, if he said something like, if I would have been able to get like NFL tryout, I would have done it.
Yeah, I'm not taking nobody number one that
just wants to play football.
Oh, like he can literally. I don't really like this. He can change sports at any time.
That's true. Who had Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota. I mean, that's not a bad fit. The two guard. It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, they could have either went with him or
Melo.
I think, you know, Wiseman was out of the question just because.
Right, because of Cat.
Yeah.
What do you think about, do you think, and we'll talk about Clay's news in a little bit, but do you think once the Warriors knew Clay wasn't playing that they should have got Melo?
Never lost. I think so. I mean, granted, he's not going to be able to replace the shooting and the defense.
Right.
But you need another draw. Like, we know, like, Steph is Steph. Like, it don't matter. People ain't going to be in the stands anyway. But
that's true.
I mean, now it's just like, Wiseman is a good player. Like, but.
When's the last time in the last 5 years, like, a big man was drafted and, like, they dominated? Like, I mean, even the last one that I can think of, and I'm not saying he dominates, is like Ayton. Like, he averaged like 18 and 10, which Wiseman can – yeah, he's solid.
Yeah.
But it's like the way the league is today where it's hella guard heavy. Like, dominant big men aren't like – it's just a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want Wiseman to do, to run the floor and protect the rim? Like, there's a ton of people in the NBA that can do that.
Yeah, that's why it was a little – I mean, I guess it made sense because that's what they're looking for.
That's what
sense.
They need. They needed a big man. But, bro, Steph and Melo in the backcourt, that's...
Yeah, and it's like Steph not getting no younger, so do you really... you're not going to turn over your franchise to a big man, not in today's NBA.
Exactly.
Unless you Denver. But even then, you still got, you know...
Jamal Murray
and... who else? Gary Harris, yeah. Michigan State alumni. Yeah,
whatever, mid. He's mid, bro. He's mid.
Leave Gary alone. It was a safe pick, I think.
Yeah, I think, again, with the Clay news, I think they – I thought they were going Melo. I thought they were going Melo for sure. And especially like the – I don't know if you saw Bob Myers release a statement today talking about, like, we're not tanking. Like, Steph is 32. We don't got that much time left. We don't got a lot of time left in his prime. Yeah. And we don't plan on wasting it.
I mean, they're not going to win nothing, so.
That's a good question, you think.
They'll be in the playoffs. Steph is good enough to get them to the playoffs.
Healthy Steph and Dre. Yeah.
Second round exit.
That team is not good, though.
Their bench is horrible. Think about the West. Like, who are they knocking out?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're competing with, like, the Utah Sacks of the world.
I wouldn't go that far. They better than Sac. Come on, bro. The Kings suck.
They do suck.
The Kings are awful. Are
like the Phoenix Suns of the world. Like that.
They're gonna be competing with them,
right?
They're gonna be competing with them for sure. I see them at somewhere around maybe between
8-6.
Maybe five. They may be good enough to snatch a five.
I say 10-5. That's where they're going. They're going or 10-6. My bad. 10-6. Yeah. Like honestly,
do you? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel comfortable putting them over Portland?
No, absolutely not.
Denver?
No.
Dallas?
No, I wouldn't put them over any.
I might put them over Dallas.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I might put them over Dallas.
Yeah. Healthy Steph, healthy Dre.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't like where else is scoring coming from?
That's a good question.
Wiggins. Let's not sleep on Wiggins.
They working on a trade for Oubre.
Yeah.
Oubre is what, about 17, 18 a game, maybe?
They'll be a solid team, you're right.
Though being next to Steph,
yeah, they'll be a solid team. Yeah. Like, I don't think no one's scared of them when they come up on the calendar.
Nah, but that, like, that those days are over. That era is done, bro.
But those tweets, you just be like, dynasty over. Like, it's done.
It is, bro, and it's like I said, with us being Laker fans, we know,
right?
Like we know when it's over,
right?
Like when the Lakers lost in 04,
it was a wrap.
Granted, I mean, you know, the whole Kobe Shaq feud or whatever, right. But even then, it's like, why is Gary Payton on this team? Like, it was looking like the end.
Why was Karl Malone playing 10 minutes
nasty
a game?
Nasty freak pervert Karl Malone. Ugh.
But even like when we lost in the playoffs in like 2012, 2011.
Yeah.
And then like once the last time we was in the playoffs when we drafted D'Angelo Russell, like, bruh, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
I mean,
you just got to know when to tuck it in.
But I mean, the good thing, like, not every championship team is a franchise or is a dynasty. Like the Mavs, yeah, when they won, they're not a dynasty. The, yeah, Heat had a dynasty. Like, yeah, like the Warriors had a dynasty. They did something that
did
not
they?
The Warriors?
Yeah, they did.
They for sure did.
I'm bullshitting. I just want to talk about three. I just want, you know, you ain't three feet. You don't mean nothing.
That's true.
I'm the bullshitting. They were. They were for sure a dynasty.
Do you think they approach this season different than they did last season? Like, they were obviously cautious with Steph.
Yeah, you have to.
So you don't think they're trying to, like, if Steph's healthy, if Dre's healthy, yeah, you don't think they're going all in trying to make it to the playoffs?
And they are. But what I'm saying is they're not going to take the – Steph could have played last year. We know that.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take fucking 9 months for a broken hand.
Yeah, we know he could have played. But they, you know, rested him up. You know, the season was hanging in the balance. Right. Somebody knew what was going to happen. But now, you know, season start next month, you got to
– Right.
You know,
it really starts in a month.
Yeah, and on top of that, Steph got, what, a year left on his deal?
Does he?
I think so.
Why you say, but like, are you worried about him leaving?
I don't think he'll leave. I don't either. But
you gotta have a compelling case.
Think about it.
To why you should stay.
Think about it though. Let's say Steph leave and go home.
To Charlotte.
Fam.
If Steph leaves.
He's not going to.
We don't think he's leaving. So don't call us haters talking about Steph leaving. But if he does, do you think he's getting the same treatment that KD got?
Nah.
Because, like, know. Or not even KD, LeBron, like, every time a big superstar leaves, they hate him.
Bay Area fans are super loyal.
They are, but, like, they're so loyal. Like,
to a fault.
But they're so loyal. I've never seen Bay Area fans in any sport as loyal as they are to Steph.
Yeah, no, he's definitely in that
drum. So, like,
Montana.
If he leaves and breaks their heart, like,
they would be fine. They would celebrate him. They would give him a going away party. They'll be throwing flowers, crying in the street, all that type shit.
That's true.
They love him. He cemented, bro.
No jerseys being burnt.
Nah, hell nah. It might be a weirdo that do it, or it'll probably be the usual. They'll hold a match to the jersey
and then the paper
write
comes,
a note that says, "Thank you, Steph." That's just, I hate that,
that shit.
That's just
hilarious.
It's just so corny, bro.
This shit is dumb.
Shit is stupid.
But yeah, the season starts in a month.
That's a quick ass turnaround.
You think it's too quick? Because that's a 70, I think I saw a 72 game season.
Yeah, it's too quick.
Are you saying that because of LeBron and you're a Laker fan, or you think that's
LeBron? No, that's too quick. They just stopped playing.
How long is the offseason? Usually ends in June.
And then
it starts up in end of October.
Yeah.
July, August, September. So you usually get like 3-4 months off.
Yeah.
But you also have to think, the teams that didn't make the bubble
have
been off for fucking, who knows how long.
Yeah, but I mean, what's them being off a couple more months?
That's true.
They've been off.
Yeah.
They just doing what they've been doing pretty much.
You think it was just a money thing? Because I feel like Adam Silver's not really about that. Oh, I'm trying to.
No, it's 100% a money thing.
You think so?
100%. 100%. What else would it be?
That's true.
Why else would they have them turn around and come back this quick?
How do you think? You think Lakers, not even Lakers, but like teams like the Clippers with Kawhi and fucking the Sixers with Embiid, like, are they going to rest their players a lot more, a lot less because it's a shortened season?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think LeBron will get a lot of rest.
No, he not.
You don't think so?
Hell no.
Bro, he's 35 going on 36.
LeBron is chasing something.
What?
Kareem's record.
Yeah, but he don't. I mean, he
can't rest.
He's gonna rest.
He's not. LeBron. It's LeBron, bro. It's LeBron.
Father Time is undefeated.
That's fine. He got a record to catch though. He's trying to catch Jordan.
He will catch Kareem in scoring.
But he has to. I think they say he had to average with like 25 in like the next few games or next
few years.
Yeah, like 2 years or so. LeBron ain't. Come on, bro. It's LeBron. He's not. All he gonna do is hashtag Wash King, quick turnaround for the kid from Akron, and he gonna be right back on it, bro. Come on, we know who we dealing with here.
That's true. That's true. What do you think about all the major moves that happened? I think the start with Chris Paul to Phoenix, because I think that happened first. You like it?
Did it?
It was either that one or the Jrue Holiday, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
But I know it was one of the first ones to break. Chris Paul going to Phoenix.
Yeah, I like it. I like it for Phoenix. I think that's going to be good for Devin Booker.
You like it for Chris Paul, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm torn on that one.
He's obviously not going to win a ring there.
Right.
But
he'll get him to the playoffs.
For sure. But I don't know. He's surrounded by more talented players in Phoenix than he was in OKC.
That's true. And he brought OKC to the...
Yeah, and they made a little run. Now he got, you know, a good big man at Ayton. He got Devin Booker who can go out there and, you know, shoot the lights out. So it's kind of... I think this might be the best situation he's been in since Lob City.
Yeah, that's not bad. You're right. It's a better situation than he's been in.
Yeah.
But I feel like he could have probably been in a better one. For Chris Paul. Yeah. I like it for Phoenix.
For Phoenix, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I think if that didn't happen or if something didn't happen, Devin would have walked. Or did he sign an extension?
He signed an extension, but he probably would have forced his way out.
Right, like these players are doing today.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I mean,
but yeah, it's gonna be good. I think Phoenix will definitely be a playoff team. You know,
they'll be a top playoff team, like top four. Or you think they're?
I can see them between like 5 and 7, maybe.
Because I think like with Chris Paul,
they might.
Because I see them better than Dallas.
I think they're better than Dallas. I think they might be better than Utah, but that might be a stretch.
Utah hasn't made a bunch of noise.
Yeah, I mean they brought Conley back. He coming back. Still got Donovan Mitchell. Still got Patient Zero.
Who?
Patient Zero.
Who's that?
Rudy Gobert.
Who came up with that?
You ain't never heard of the term Patient Zero?
No.
That's like you Patient Zero. Like you're the first one. Yeah, you're the first one with the shit. Like
that's hella funny, bro.
Patient Zero.
Patient Zero Gobert.
Nah, fuck him. He did that to himself and the rest of the league, touching on everybody.
All the mics.
Yeah, weirdo.
What about Jrue? Did you like the Jrue to Bucks? Because I seen everyone.
I'm supporting wherever Jrue goes.
Just because everybody calls him your twin?
Yeah, I love Jrue.
But do you think that a lot of people are saying that doesn't move the needle for the Bucks? And I completely disagree.
It does. You're getting a serviceable point guard who can also defend
at a high level.
Yeah, at a very high level. And Jrue's not no slouch, bro. He's now the second best player on that team.
Yeah.
And I would rather have Jrue than Chris Middleton in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I mean, especially when you replace Eric Bledsoe, who's older and injury prone, with Jrue Holiday, who's
all
never
muscles for nothing.
I don't think Jrue's ever been in the playoffs. He might have been did once with AD.
When
they played the Warriors.
But he might have been in the playoffs in Philly when he first came in.
That's true. He's been in the league for a minute.
I like Jrue though. I think they gave up a lot for him.
They gave a Bledsoe, George Hill, and three first-round picks.
Yeah, that's what the Lakers did for AD, damn near.
Yeah.
But you got to do what you got to do. You're trying to keep Giannis
You
around.
Think that keeps Giannis? Because I've been saying he's staying from the jump. You've been saying he's leaving.
Yeah, I think that keeps him around for now.
What do you mean for now? He has a year.
I know, but I'm
saying. Even if they do the same shit, make it to the playoffs, get bounced in the second or the conference finals, do you think he still stays or leaves?
I think it depends on their chemistry. It depends on how well they play together. It depends if Jrue can, you know, kind of relieve the duties off Giannis a little bit.
Especially in like crunch time.
Yeah. That might keep him. But at the same time, it's hard to keep them, you know, them superstars in these small markets. Happen too often. But Giannis might be different.
Which I think he is.
You've been saying
like he's
that.
Very Damian Lillard-ish and very just like, nah, like they might get bogged on. Like it's
might.
And that would have been a big pickup too.
He can shoot it, bro.
And it's so like I guess I saw the NBA is investigating them for tampering.
The Bucks or the Kings?
It has to be the Bucks. Because, what happened is a sign and trade is when the player says, yes, I'll re-sign, and I agree to get traded.
Yeah.
And Bogdan said he never agreed to that, which is weird. I wonder why they would deal him.
And then not. Yeah, yeah. That's strange.
But if they do get him out, like, he's a solid player.
Yeah, he's a solid player. He had that game winner over the Lakers. Bro, was filthy, that. Bro.
Over Tyson. Yeah.
Yeah, he had that. His haircut be killing. You ever watch Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
He got the Peaky Blinders cut.
He do.
Looking like Shelby.
But I fuck with Mr. Bogdan.
Mr. Shelby. I love that show.
Well, what do you think about the move that we made, getting Dennis Schroeder?
I like it. I think...
You think he starts or he comes off the bench? Because I don't see him as being our starting point guard.
We don't have... Who's our starting point guard? Yeah, that's facts. I like it, though. I don't think he's as good of a defender as Rondo is. Right. He obviously don't have the same level of basketball IQ.
Right.
But he can shoot it way better than Rondo. And when you're on a LeBron team, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Just find a spot. LeBron will find you. Shoot it. Knock it down.
Well, let's talk about the Lakers for a little bit. So we let go of Quinn Cook.
Bye.
Who else should have
never
go?
Been on a team?
Avery Bradley's going into free agency.
They say he might resign though.
Really? Because he declined his like $5 million option.
Probably trying to get more bread. That's all that means.
Yeah. Who? I feel like we let go of someone else because I seen you. It was Quinn Cook.
Oh, Danny Green is out of here. Oh, yeah. They sent him on the first thing smoking. Leave. Get out.
That's hella funny.
Get out.
That's like I don't see Dennis replacing Rondo because that's still up in the air. That's not confirmed yet.
Well, they say this either. It's looking like either the Clippers or the Hawks.
Right.
The Hawks will be able to offer him the most money. Clipper is probably best opportunity.
So I don't see Dennis Schroeder replacing Rondo. I see him more replacing Danny Green and Avery Bradley, like on a wing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way that I look at it.
I can see that. I mean, it's a solid pickup. Like, he played well.
How do you feel about Lakers not letting go Kyle Kuzma?
Think
so?
He's gone.
I don't think.
He's gone.
All the reports that I've seen, I seen Rob Pelinka did a little interview and talking highly.
I don't believe anything Rob Pelinka says.
What do you mean?
You believe Rob Pelinka?
It's magic.
We talking about Rob Pelinka though.
So?
He has a long list of just lying for no reason.
Like, so you think nothing. they're letting go of Kuz?
They have to, bro.
I don't think. I honestly don't think they are.
This is my issue, bro. People love the idea of Kuz. He looks like a basketball player. He got the tattoos.
He is a basketball player.
He looks like a basketball player. He has the tattoos. He has the confidence of a great basketball player, but he's just not good.
Again,
the idea of him is nice.
You're right. The idea of him is nice. Here's what I think.
You know what Kuz is?
What?
He's like the best, like, he will be the best basketball player in a movie ever.
What do you mean? Oh, just because he'll try hella hard?
He just looks like a
like he hoops.
Yeah, but he's just not good though.
Here's what I think is gonna happen. I think Kuz is coming back. If he comes back,
he's gonna be the same player he was.
No. Listen, if he comes back, are you ready? If he comes
go
back,
ahead, bro.
I think LeBron will rest a little bit. He's not gonna.
LeBron is not handing the keys to Kuz.
No, listen
Shut
to
up.
Me.
Shut up.
He's going to load manage. LeBron might play 50 games next year.
He might.
I'm not saying Kuzma's going to have a breakout year next year.
Stop, bro. But fam, Kuz is 26 years old.
But
stop waiting for a breakout year. It's done. It's over.
Here's what I'm saying. Like I said, Danny Green, our starting two guard is gone.
He should have been gone.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I think Schroeder's coming off the bench. Rob Pelinka literally just came off saying how Kuzma's going to have an increased role on the team next year because he can play the wing and he can play a big man.
All that's going to do is increase terrible defense and terrible shot selection.
If he can get 30 minutes, can get Danny Green's minutes,
then he's going to look like Danny Green.
No, bro.
Come on. Stop bro. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Stop. I know you like Kuzma. I don't know why. I used to like Kuzma.
It's the same reason why you like Drew.
y'all really do look alike though, but that shit is crazy. But nah, Kuz out of
bro,
here.
Bro, he played 15 minutes a game. If he gets Danny
nothing.
Green's minutes,
and did nothing.
It's hard to do anything in 15 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
Like Quinn Cook, you're right. Get off the team.
Why was he even on the team?
I don't know. I really don't.
Fam.
Here's what I'm saying. Kuzma has a spot on our team. That's all I'm saying.
Unfortunately.
He has a spot on the Lakers.
Why though? What does he do?
you know what he does.
No, I don't. I've only been asking you for the last year.
Because you've said that Kuzma can be. I've seen you tweet it. You said he could be a starter on any other team. Not any. You said he can be a starter on another team.
Yeah, on the Knicks.
He can get you 18 plus points a game.
Eh.
So it's
sometimes.
Like that, that's, yeah, given the opportunity.
Yeah. Kuzma, this is Kyle. Let's just say Kuzma played a game every week. Every day for a week.
Right.
Seven days
a week.
First game, Kuz going to, come out 12 points.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, 40. Next game,
5.
5. Next game,
11.
9. Next game, 6. Meanwhile, probably averaging one assist over the course of this whole week.
The whole week.
And getting cooked on defense that entire week, bro. He doesn't bring anything of value to this team.
I just don't know where, what else, like, with the team that we have.
Give me a signature Kuz moment in the finals.
There wasn't none because he didn't play that big.
I can think of one.
The pass.
Fam, what was he doing? Drove into a double team and did a spinning back, like, what are you, like, come on.
As I said, I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is I think his role will be bigger next year. Based off what the GM said and based off Danny Green being shipped out, I think Kuzma will have a bigger role and more opportunity to flourish.
I think Kuzma also, he'll also have a bigger role, but he's not going to do anything with it.
That's where I disagree. Yeah. I think he will. I've seen him maximize his opportunities.
Who was next to him?
What do you mean?
Lonzo.
He's next to LeBron. What do you mean, LeBron is like a super souped up Lonzo.
Yeah, but LeBron has the ball in his hand a lot, and LeBron can score whenever you want. Lonzo was just
strictly pass.
Here. And Kuz was making his shots. But now he's done nothing since then to get better.
We're going to see. Does
he have a crossover? Seriously, I'm really asking.
He don't got handle like that.
At all.
He's there to put the ball in the bucket.
I will never forget, bro. He had posted something on Instagram talking about he working on his handle. Brandon Ingram said, boy, if you don't stop, like, come on, fam.
Hold on. He responded to him saying that?
Yeah. Like, he posted in the comment. Him and Zoe was both roasting, like, fam, you don't have a handle. Like, that's just give it up. He's a big Jordan Clarkson. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But people that put him on his, like, he potential superstar level, relax.
Yeah, nah, that's, I don't think.
Relax. No, it's just he don't have it, bro. He just don't have it. He looks the part. He looked like he got it. He looked like he got it, but he don't.
We'll see. We'll see.
It is what it is.
How you feel about Harden turning down 50 mil?
That's crazy. That's literally insane.
He literally turned down the opportunity to be the highest paid player in NBA history. An extension for 50 mil a year.
That's crazy. 50 million.
Do you think he stays?
Nah, he out of there. He's going to Brooklyn.
That's, bro.
I know.
Do you think that'll work? Because I do.
Hell no.
You don't?
Hell no.
Why?
Kyrie Irving is there.
What does that mean?
We're talking about Kyrie.
Kyrie played with LeBron.
We're talking about Kyrie.
What does that mean?
The difference is LeBron don't have an issue deferring. James Harden just dribbles. It's not. I don't see it working. KD might be smart enough to make it work.
KD, I think it could work because KD and Harden will work better than Harden and Westbrook. I'll say that.
I agree.
And then, if these were all three of these players young, then I would feel you. But they're all on the back end of their career.
That's true.
And it's crazy to think about that, especially like how right. like. But I think it'll work. Bro, Kyrie, KD, and Harden.
That would be gross.
And depending what they give up, but like Jared Allen, all these other dudes.
I mean, Houston came out and said that they're not in any rush to trade either of them.
Which I was like, at first I thought Houston had zero leverage.
Yeah.
Because like, bro, both of them.
Yeah, they got all the leverage. He has 3 years left on his deal.
Right.
But like, at this point, if you Houston, you almost have to do it. You gotta look around the league and see what these teams is getting back. Like the Thunder have every pick in the draft for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Like fam, like, and they not moving nobody like James Harden. They not moving nobody like a Westbrook.
I mean, if Jrue Holiday is getting 3 first-round picks, just James imagine Harden what James is getting Harden's 12. Getting.
That's right. You feel me? Like you have to do it. You damn near have to do it.
Yeah.
I want to run this by you real quick.
What?
It's a theory. It's a super reach. I think the reason that the Thunder is loading up on all these picks is because they finna move back to Seattle.
What do the picks have to do with it, though?
They got to draft somebody.
What do you...
Loading up on picks builds your team.
Oh.
And give people something to be excited about.
I hope that
they're
shit
not staying, happens. They're not staying in Oklahoma. You can't stay in Oklahoma.
Why did that happen in the first place? That's what I
have no
know.
Idea. But, like, think about it. Nobody signs with Oklahoma. Right. The only way you end up
Paul
there...
Paul George did. He re-signed.
No, he didn't.
And yes, he did.
Left. And then, yeah, he's a whore. He's a whore.
Bro, we're not getting into this.
But nah, like,
he's a whore.
He is. He's a basketball whore.
Basketball.
Seriously, like that's the craziest thing in the world. Like, yeah, we ain't getting into that. But like, nobody goes, like, you either get traded there or you get drafted there. Nobody willingly signs with Oklahoma City.
Right.
Like, if you do, it's like last resort.
Right.
And I do think the NBA wants to get, like, put a team
back in Seattle. Yeah,
back in Seattle. And what better way to get that started with 90 first round picks?
That's true.
That's just a theory, though.
You think Brooklyn's the only destination for Harden?
I think that's the only place. I heard maybe Philly, but if you Philly, you gotta come off of somebody,
right?
And I think it would be Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I agree.
And I would do that in a heartbeat. I don't even like Harden like that, but Ben Simmons just don't.
If Harden goes to Brooklyn, bro, like that.
You think they lock for the finals?
Yes, bro. That's like three of. Again, this is contingent on KD being healthy. He doesn't have to be who he was, but at least like 80% of that.
He's still 7 feet tall.
Right. And everyone's saying that he's still hooping. And Kyrie, I think people forget how nice Kyrie is.
They do. But the issue is that Kyrie puts himself in a position to receive like a lot of hate because he just takes subliminal shots at LeBron constantly.
Right.
And people don't like that. But wait, fam, did you see KD's hair?
Bruh, what's at that open run?
Bruh, like, I get it. Like, maybe he's trying to grow it out so the dreads are covered the ball spot. Fam, he looks crazy.
That shit is horrible. That shit's worse than LeBron's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
By far.
Oh, yeah. KD, yeah. Like, I've never seen, no, like, his, how did, his head looks homeless. Like, he just only his head, though.
It's like
nothing else. He looks like a basketball player, but other than, like, his head, he just looks homeless.
I think at this point, it's a part of his brand. Like, low-key, it's like, bro, like
I'm just grimy?
Yeah,
literally. I'm just grimy and I got burner accounts?
That would be crazy. Nasty, though.
That's crazy.
I think it will. But go ahead.
I was going to say, like, everybody is talking about, you know, possibly James Harden going to Brooklyn, you know, the Bucks getting Drew.
Right.
Where do Miami fall into this? They was just in the finals.
That's what I was going to say is, like, when you ask me, is Brooklyn a lock for the finals, I'm like, okay, are they better than the Heat? And, like, as it stands, I would take that Brooklyn roster low-key
over the Heat.
Yeah.
What about Tyler Herro?
I'm just saying, bro.
He mugs the camera.
And the Heat haven't really made any moves. They haven't gotten better.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't really.
Right.
They kind of just, maybe they content with their team, but.
Yeah.
Everybody doing something around them.
That's true.
At what point do you, but who can they really get, though, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like everybody is, like, no one's even checking for Miami.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, like, they were just in the finals. Right. And it seemed like nobody really cares like that no more.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You think, and this is kind of a good segue, Gordon Hayward.
Who cares?
Well, Nate, 34 mil? He did not exercise 34 mil, which means he thinks he's getting that on the market.
Oh, he's going to get 50 from the Knicks.
Bruh.
Not 50, but.
Gordon Hayward's not getting 40
The Knicks
mil,
throw 40. Bro. We're talking about the Knicks. The Knicks need a draw.
The Knicks are Gordon Hayward is not a draw in 2020, bro.
Fam, Gordon Hayward is a draw. He will be the biggest draw for the Knicks at this point. If it's
That's
not
saying much, though.
I know, the Knicks are desperate for a draw.
The Knicks are the only team that would pay him that much because they're desperate.
Yeah, but that's all it comes down to. They desperate trade for Westbrook, too. You going to put Westbrook on the, what?
Bro, Gordon Hayward's not worth 40 mil in 2020.
He's not, but the Knicks, like, we're talking about the New York Knicks.
But I'm saying for him to turn it down, he has to bank on, like, outside of the Knicks, he has to know that he's not getting 35 mil anywhere else.
He might, though. There's a lot of players in the league that are overpaid.
Bro, Gordon Hayward is not the Gordon Hayward of old.
I know, but it's a lot of players that are overpaid. Damari Carroll was severely overpaid.
Damari Carroll.
John Wall is overpaid.
Gordon Hayward could go to the Heat.
Could he?
I mean,
where would he play?
The two? Tyler Herro off the bench.
Bring Tyler Herro off the bench?
Well, he's been coming off the bench.
That ain't going to go over well. They expect him to start next year. They expect him to start.
You think so?
Hell yeah. He's so corny, bro.
It's not his fault, bro.
Who, Tyler Herro?
Yeah.
That he's corny?
What are you talking about, NBA Twitter?
Yeah, I hate them.
That's what I'm saying, but it's not Tyler Herro's fault. You can't hate on him for that.
He low-key be playing into that shit, though.
Like, how?
Wearing a shirt with your face on it mugging. Come on, bro. What are we doing here?
Bro, LaMelo wore a t-shirt of him on a t-shirt.
LaMelo can do whatever he wants. That's LaMelo Ball. There's a difference here.
We got to go into that, brother. Like, I did not know when Lonzo got drafted.
Oh, my God. That
in the interview, LeVar said, just wait in 4 years.
Never lost.
In 4 years, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna be back here, and I'm gonna be wearing a hat that says "I told you so."
Fam, he's never lied about anything.
And he literally wore a hat that said "I told you so."
LeVar so calculated. That was dope watching that though. I love watching that.
That was.
Yeah, bro. Like I'm super happy for LaMelo. I'm like I said, I might owe the yellow eye man an apology, man.
I mean, it's funny. Right when LaMelo got drafted, they said the team that had the highest interest in ticket sales was the Hornets.
He's a draw. LaMelo has superstar written all over him. He's had it since he was in high school.
Do you think MJ tries to get him out of the Puma and get him to sign with Nike or Jordan Brand?
Hell yeah.
Because he just signed an endorsement deal with Puma.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Jordan is going to hate seeing them Pumas on the court.
Bro, if he signs under Jordan, Melo could really like build his own little.
He already, bro, this is the thing. This is what people got to understand and why I think part of that, you know, part of the reason they drafted him was because of the draw. Like,
right.
I ain't ever really cared about, you know, people, followers and all that shit, but he has like 5 million followers.
Yeah, on Instagram, I saw he has more Instagram followers than like 10 NBA teams combined.
It's ridiculous. And this is like he's been ready for this. Like he's right. Lonzo is, you know, super quiet. Ain't nobody ever really cared about Jello like that. Like LaMelo. I'm serious though. Like, and no, I love all of them, bro. Like,
right.
I love they family is like super dope to me.
Right.
But like I'm just being honest. Like LaMelo embraces like that spotlight.
The superstar, right.
Yeah, Lonzo's just too he's
whatever.
Like he's too stoic. Like he don't really care about nothing like that. LaMelo wants this.
Right.
You can see it.
Yeah, that would be if he can get under the Jordan brand, I think Jordan can take him and like really turn him into like a fucking king.
You think?
Bruh. LaMelo? Because like, let me ask you this first. Do you think that Melo should have not signed with Puma and should have stayed with BBB?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, I don't think so.
Why?
That was never going to get off the ground. I don't think the idea of it is.
What do you see? What do you mean that? Triple B's?
Yeah. I just think that they took too big of a hit when. When the dude was stealing from him
right.
and all that, and like, I just think it kind of put like a stain on him like that. And
right.
then on top of that, with Lonzo coming out saying like the shoes was messed up
right.
from jump and all that, like it just wasn't a good look. But I mean, who's to say that, you know, he might not take this money and, you know, start creating his own shit.
That's true.
But yeah, Jordan's on the phone with Puma right now.
He's on the phone with Puma right now.
How much to get him out of that? And we're going to see. Trust me.
Because, bro, if he goes to the Jordan brand, bro, he would be the face of, because, like, right now, who's the face of it? Like, obviously LeBron.
Yeah.
But, like, Zion's on Nike.
Zion on Jordan.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, Jordan's on Nike, right? It goes Nike. No,
it's Jordan.
Jordan don't got his own brand, do we? Isn't it under Nike, though? I think it is.
Jordan has his own brand, I'm pretty sure.
Right, but I think the Jordan brand
is under.
Right.
I don't know, though. That's weird. Because like certain,
because
like,
Jordan brand always has Nike.
Actually, Westbrook is the face of Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, he's on Jordan. That's why I think that's what Jordan's trying to trade for him.
Interesting.
Which would be somebody got to go in Charlotte. They got a lot of guards over there.
Not really. They got Devontae Graham,
Malik Monk,
right?
Who? Scary Terry. He's such a bum.
He's not a bum.
He's a
bro.
Bum.
He's not.
I feel like I'm one of the best players, one of the best point guards in the league. Man, shut up and go to Charlotte and average a little 15.
I think Terry Rozier. And LaMelo will start, and then Devontae Graham and Malik Monk will come off the bench.
Devontae Graham just came off a most improved season, damn near. He probably ain't gonna like that shit.
It's LaMelo ball, though.
Yeah, but Devontae Graham is a 4-year starter out of Kansas, and here come this kid basically not
from
even
Australia.
Basically fresh out of freshman year. Like, he ain't really, like, LaMelo ain't really played basketball like that.
You think he's coming off the bench?
Who?
LaMelo?
Hell no.
I was about to say.
What? You ain't drafting LaMelo and bringing him off the bench?
Bro, what are you talking about? LaVar would go nuts.
It ain't even about LaVar. It's about what people want to see. People want to see. It's the same thing with Lonzo.
Lonzo came off the bench.
But that's because we had stupid-ass Lou Walton as the coach. That wasn't Lonzo's fault.
That's
Lonzo should have been starting.
That's true. We kind of glossed it over, but I want to go back to it real quick. How do you think John Wall's going to come back? Because I've been seeing also reports of him. Why are you making that face?
John Wall hasn't played basketball. Okay, let me make this. Okay. What's the longest you went without playing basketball?
When I had shoulder surgery.
That doesn't answer my question. I asked you a question. When I had shoulders. I don't know what that means.
I had
How
surgery.
Did you hurt your shoulder?
I dislocated a hooping playing ball.
How?
I swiped down and shit popped out and I had to get surgery on it.
Did it hurt?
Yes, bro. That was one of the worst pains ever.
You was crying?
Nah, I wasn't crying.
You can say you cried.
Alvin was there. Justin was there. I wasn't crying, bro. My shit was out for like 30 minutes, though. Like, I was in the car on the way to the hospital, and every bump on the road, hanging? My shit. Yes, bro.
How they pop it back in?
Bro, that's a whole nother story. They had to move it.
We ain't got nothing but time to tell the story.
Bro, so my shit's out. Yeah. And like, so you can't really move your arm. But obviously. But the doctor can't pop it in right away. They have to get blood flow back to where it is. So he's forcing my arm to move, which is like the worst pain. It's like, it's I don't even know how to explain it, but like, it's just excruciating pain for like 10 minutes. They have to loosen it up. And then finally he pops it in. I'm like, fucking thank God.
How'd he do it?
He just pushed it finally, and it just popped in.
And you was just straight after that?
And then all the pain went away. I was like, finally. And then
you was just good?
I wasn't good. Like, I couldn't move it. I was in a sling.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't got to get surgery, but like, if you don't, it's just probably going to happen all the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, but yeah, how long was you out? So that shit,
like, I was out for at least 7-8 months.
And okay.
Like, yeah.
And you play at whatever. I ain't trying to shit on you, but you don't play at the NBA level.
No, of course not. Like,
John Wall hasn't played professional NBA basketball in over 2 years.
That's true.
But who cares how he comes back, bro? It's over. And I like John Wall.
Bro.
Let me chill. John Wall,
he about that life. He's about that life.
But nah, I hope he come back the same. I don't see how.
You think the Wizards go crazy?
No. Why would they go crazy?
You got John Wall and Bradley Beal.
They've had them too.
Yeah, but Bradley Beal wasn't Bradley Beal. Like, Bradley Beal's
why
coming.
Why wasn't he Bradley Beal?
He's coming out of his shell.
Why wasn't he Bradley Beal?
Because it takes time to grow as a player.
No, it's because he's standing next to John Wall.
Nah, I think Bradley Beal will continue to grow and be that 30-point player.
He's not averaging 30 with John Wall on that team. And actually, no, he might.
He might.
He might. But they still not doing nothing. Yeah, even in the East. They might snatch a 7th seed or something.
Right.
But yeah, I hope he come back. I like John Wall. He still got the cleanest like intro ever into the NBA.
What, the Dougie?
Fam, that shit was incredible, bro.
I remember that was at All-Star Weekend.
No, that was their first game.
He did that on his first.
His first game, and he Dougied for like a good 5 minutes.
I remember that.
That shit was hard. We didn't talk about,
Go ahead.
I'm only bringing it up because you love the Blazers.
What?
Covington was a solid pickup for them.
That's a solid pickup.
Is that the missing piece?
It's not the missing piece.
I would never understand your relationship with the Blazers. You want them to be good, but then you shit on them for not being good.
I just, they get an unfair shake with me because they've always gotten bounced by the Warriors, which obviously is unfair. And the people, I'm like, bro, like, the same shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
But like, again, this year, I bigged them up. The Blazers had a really good team. They just unfortunately lost to the champions.
Yeah.
But I think
17-time NBA champions.
Covington will be a solid pickup. It's not going to move the needle for him.
Does he talk? I've never heard him talk.
I haven't either. Wait, and do they keep?
And he don't make faces.
Do they keep Melo? Like, is Melo? Did they sign him for a 1 year deal? Right.
I think it was 1 year.
And yeah, there's no news on what he's doing.
He back to the Knicks.
That would be hard.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be hard.
Why would that be hard?
That's clean.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That's clean, bro. Not where it all started, but it's like that's if they could get like Melo and Westbrook and like fuck around and get Hayward. Like that's not. I'm not mad at it. Who's on the Knicks? Can you tell me 5 players that play for the Knicks? Because I really can't.
Kevin Knox.
Kevin Knox. Yes. Kevin Knox is on the Knicks. RJ Barrett.
RJ Barrett. Julius Randle. Mm. Man, that's where it stops for me.
Yeah. I don't even know. Who's our coach? I don't know. I was going to say Mike.
Oh, who is that coach?
That's a great question. I really don't know.
Because it was Frazier, right? David Frazier? That's not his last name. Fizdale.
Oh, yeah.
It was Fizdale.
Yeah.
They fired him. Who is that coach?
They must have got a new one.
Where did Van Gundy end up?
I don't think he got a job yet.
Van Gundy
He's on the Pelicans.
That's right. How do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. Van Gundy's old school. And he got a team full of young guys.
Everybody.
Like, his vet just left, Jrue Holiday. So, like, everybody on that team is literally like...
Brandon Ingram is the vet.
Is 5 years and under.
So Brandon Ingram is the veteran. Is Jahlil Okafor still there?
He might be.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like a prominent.
Right. If Van Gundy tries to coach old school, like fucking running suicides every day and shit, like I could see it,
that
bro.
Coach Carter approach.
Bro, I could see it. I don't think we talked about Doc Rivers going to Philly.
Hey, we ain't talking about none of the new coaches.
Yeah. You're not a fan of Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Doc. But he might be able to get something out of
Embiid.
And that's what I'm going to be watching for.
Right.
Because as much shit as I talk about Ben Simmons, I got to kind of show – I got to talk about Embiid that same way.
Right,
I both feel like they don't
give
work
it their
hard.
All. Right.
Like they just They're good at basketball, and they're fine with that.
Right.
I feel like they don't have that drive to want to be great. And maybe Doc can bring that out of them. And I feel like Embiid wants it more than Ben Simmons.
Right.
Ben Simmons don't have it, bro. He don't have it.
Yeah.
And he's been telling us he don't have it.
That's true.
He went to LSU, fam. Nobody goes to LSU for basketball.
Shaq went.
Again, nobody goes to LSU for basketball.
Shaq went to LSU to play basketball.
Different time.
That's true.
Nobody goes to LSU for basketball.
Will they go for football?
They go for football. But right. I remember the hype behind Ben Simmons. It's a 6'10 kid out of Australia. They're calling him the next Magic.
I'd be forgetting he's from Australia, bro.
Why wouldn't you go to a Duke or a Kentucky or a Kansas or a Vanderbilt?
You think he just didn't want the bright lights?
I think he wanted to coast. He wanted to go where he know his numbers would still look good, and he ain't got to worry about, you know, I don't think they was ever even ranked when he was there. I could be wrong about that, but I just feel like he don't. It's just not there, bro. Like,
he's just missing something.
Yeah. And he lost to Nashe, fam. Get out my face. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's not, yeah.
What are you doing?
He's sick for that.
Stupid. That's what I'm saying. That's who you want leading your team?
For real.
That's your point guard?
For real.
Nah, fam.
And shout out Clay, man.
Yeah, bro. I was sad, bro. I never want to. And again, we talk a lot of shit about the Warriors, but we never
wish injury on nobody.
Ever on nobody, bro. And an injury like that,
but it sucks even more. It's like, okay, he tore his ACL in one leg, in one foot or one leg.
Yeah.
And then the Achilles is in the other leg. So it's like, and again, I'm speaking from experience. When I fucked my shoulder up, like, I overcome when I started hooping again.
Yeah.
I would overcompensate on my healthy arm, because okay, I know I can do a little bit more.
You think that's what happened with him?
No, I mean, maybe, but it's like now, and this happens all the time. If you roll an ankle hooping and you play in a couple of weeks, you don't automatically start doing what you normally do. You'll plant on your right foot a little bit more, right? So it's like he don't got the luxury to compensate one way or the other. It's just like some shit like that. That's just fucked up.
I honestly, and I hope this is not the case, but I don't see how he come back from this.
I don't either.
How old is Clay?
He's got to be over 30, 31, 32.
Fam, how? You just sat out a whole year with a ACL tear, and now you got to sit out a whole nother year.
The only...
Off the Achilles?
The only bright side. Not bright side, but like the only... He never played athletic. He was never an athletic person.
Yeah.
Like, he plays close to the floor, and he's a fucking sniper. So, like, and...
His play style isn't predicated on these injuries, if that makes sense.
Right. I don't know why, but everybody calls me the Clay hater. I don't hate Clay. But I'm saying, like, even
I feel like you don't give Clay enough credit. But
that may be true.
Yeah, I don't think you hate him, though.
Exactly. So it's like, again, even as someone who may not see Clay for what everybody else does, like, Clay is not just a catch-and-shoot player. He is not just a shooter.
Yeah.
So, like, I think this injury turns him into just a shooter, which for him is not bad because he's one of the best shooters ever.
Yeah.
So it's not bad that he's just a shooter, but it just changed, like, bro, like, in each leg... John Wall had the same shit. He tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And then he fucked up his Achilles.
In the crib, too.
Right.
That's crazy.
And what's fucked up is like, and I've watched interviews of John Wall on other podcasts where he says like, yeah, I'm 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. I know the summer runs don't mean shit, but like, he's playing explosive.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know.
That's tough to come back from, bro. That's why I'm curious to see how John Wall comes back, because he played like Westbrook.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, butt rim, super fast, don't really, you know, motor don't really stop like that.
Yep.
But yeah, man, prayers up to Clay. That's tough.
Yeah.
I hated reading that. When I seen it, when they said significant lower leg injury, I already know what that is.
Literally, I felt the sound. I was like, bro, they just not saying it yet until it's confirmed.
I think they knew. They knew immediately.
They probably knew. They just had to wait for the MRI results.
I think they were just holding out hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
but yeah, it is.
I wonder how it happened, because they never said. Like, was he hooping? Like,
I think he was.
He probably had to be.
I think he was hooping. But yeah, it sucks because, you know, everybody was excited to. Like, Clay has a weird thing about him where I feel like people, obviously, people love Steph.
Right.
But I feel like people relate to Clay more.
He's just a regular guy.
Yeah, he just doesn't come across like he just happens to be good at basketball, it seemed like. So,
and one thing that, shout out Alvin, he brought up, we were talking earlier
today. Shout out Alvin.
we've never been alive where the Lakers and the Warriors was good. Either the Lakers are good or the Warriors are good.
Oh, at the same time.
But they've never, like, it would have been dope.
Yeah.
To see the Warriors and the Lakers both good, both competing for a championship.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
Because, bruh, like, we've never had, especially living in the Bay, being Laker fans, like, we've never had the luck. It's always hella one-sided.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because when they was up, we was down, and we was up, they was down.
Right, so.
Yeah, it seemed like it was now, like, the timelines was finna finally.
Yeah, next year would have been, like,
finally meet.
It would have been kind of even, but now.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Warriors, though.
What?
You don't got something to say?
Should we get into that now?
Yeah, that's what the people been waiting for.
I'll let you set it off because it's you started it. It's your fault.
What did I?
Yeah, you tagged me in it. Go ahead. Wait. You tagged me in it.
But I don't remember.
Find a post. We about to address some dweebs.
Hold up.
A bunch of dorks.
Oh, I think. Hold up. This might take me a minute.
It's all good. I ain't got nothing but time.
So hold on. I gotta find it.
I can't see it because he blocked me.
But he blocked you. So yeah. Do you remember what the post was about?
It has something to do with James Harden wanting to go to Brooklyn. And then this weirdo comes out of nowhere and says it has everything to do with Steph, basically.
Right, that's what it was.
I want you to find it, bro. I want you to read it.
I want you to read so it word much, for word. I'm going to have to scroll down for a minute. Do you remember how many days ago that was?
I have no idea. I've been just lost in research about this dweeb.
Oh, here we go. I think I can.
Yeah, but it's
so you want me to read his tweet?
Read the what he retweeted.
Okay.
And then read his tweet. And okay. Then I'll take it from there.
So Woj tweeted about James Harden turning down a $50 million a year extension player. Right?
Yeah.
He quoted the tweet. We can say his name?
Hi, Andy.
Andy quoted the tweet and said, "This is deranged. We're going to look back at this era of hoops and realize just how special Steph Curry is. There will never be another one." Now, before you get into it,
give his whole Twitter name out. I don't care about none of that.
At Andy KH Lou, LIU. Andy Lou.
I guess.
That's his name. Hold on. I want to repeat that one more time. And Woj.
Yeah, Woj.
Tweeted about James Harden declining a $50 million a year exception and how he's forcing his hand to get traded to Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
That's what the tweet is about. James Harden, Brooklyn Nets, Houston Rockets, declining 50 mil.
That's it.
Andy somehow said that we're going to look back at this era of hoops and realize just how special Steph Curry is, which he is. Steph Curry is special.
We know that.
But I'm just confused on why he quoted this tweet about James Harden turning down $50 million a year. So I mentioned you in it.
You did.
And then your response on his tweet was,
I said, he's married.
Correct.
That's all I said.
And then,
I got it from here.
Go ahead.
So I said he's married, talking about Steph.
What do you mean when you say he's married?
It just looked weird, bro. Like, that falls into that LeBron category we talked about.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, what? That has nothing to do with anything. And you know me. I'm biased. I admit my bias.
Right.
But when I admit my bias, that nullifies, like, everything else for me.
Right.
Like, I'm
biased.
you know me. I'm the biggest Kobe fan ever.
Right.
Not once in my life did I look at somebody doing something else and say, you know what? This has everything to do with Kobe.
Right.
It's just a weird thing to say. So I said he's married. Andy didn't like that. For some reason, Andy decides to say, and your podcast only gets 5 listeners a month.
Correct.
Okay, Andy. Let's have a chat. For one, this is how a man with bass in his voice sounds. You sound like a dweeb. So you bring up the podcast listeners, and now, mind you, I'm a little off in the head. So what I did with my whole week was I did research on you, Andy. Nothing personal, because I don't know you personally, so I'm not gonna make any personal attacks. I just think you're corny and you're a dweeb. Take that how you want.
Dweeb.
Yeah. And my original thought was, and I text you, I said, should I add him on the Fade on Sight list? And Andy, if you're listening, which I know you're gonna hear this. What the Fade on Sight list is something that I created because I'm creative. It's something that we do over here at the Open Invitation Podcast, if you didn't know.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that because he looked like the type that would take that as like a real threat and like he might actually like call somebody.
Right.
And I ain't got time for all that. And so I responded to him talking about the 5 listeners a month.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, for one, you have to start somewhere. For two, you should really know who you're talking to when you bring up
comments like that.
Yeah, when you make comments like that. I'm a troll. Like, and you know this. Like, right. When I told you I did my research, I'm not lying. That's all I did was listen to their podcast the entire week. Jesus. And I don't care if I gave y'all listeners. So right. I'm fine. I'm petty. Right. So I got to do my research. And so, fuck, where was I at? I responded. I was like, okay, you got to start somewhere.
For the record, we get more than 5 listeners, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. We're going to get into that. Right. Shout out to all our 5 listeners. Exactly. We love y'all. Right. We will be without y'all 5. And so I say, well, you know, got to start somewhere. And I was like, that comment, I admit, I was wilding a little bit with this comment. I said, that comment must have really hurt you. Pull your skirt down.
Yeah. Pull your skirt down.
I don't think Andy liked that.
Did he respond? He didn't respond.
Then I tweeted at him again because I'm petty. I said, I thought this was an opportunity to do like a cross-platform type thing. Next thing I know, Andy blocks me.
Right.
So what do? I continue to tweet him. I tell the homies to tweet him. And Andy, one of the reasons...
And a lot of homies low-key were tweeting him, right?
A lot of folks love all my homies. One of the reasons this podcast works so well is because me and Omar have great chemistry.
Right.
Omar is just as petty as me. I'm just as petty as Omar.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to hear this clip. Even you blocked me, but trust me, you're going to hear my voice.
Yeah.
Again, a man with bass in his voice. So now I'm just thinking, I'm sitting back, I'm like, okay, how do I want to approach this? Before he blocked me, I was looking, he got like 17,000 followers on Twitter or something. So I was like, okay, let me go listen to their podcast.
See what you're talking about.
Yeah, before I jump into this, you know, full-fledged.
Right.
Because usually that's what I do, I just go in. I wanted to be very calculated with this. So I go and I listen, I'm like, okay, for one, you're on a network. A whole network that shall remain nameless. I don't care about them. You're on a network and you're talking about listeners. Somebody on a network.
Right.
Talking to people that aren't on a network get your listeners up. For one, anybody that bring up numbers in any discussion is fucking corny.
Right.
Like the content speaks for itself.
Right.
I don't care about numbers. I've never cared about numbers. I barely promote this podcast.
Right. Outside of social media,
I don't care to really promote it like that, which is probably bad because we're trying to get somewhere.
But like we're not doing it for the numbers.
Yeah, at all. Like this is literally just two childhood friends coming in, chopping it up. And that's why the 5 listeners fuck us because it's different.
Right.
What y'all doing over there on your podcast? And I'm light years ahead. Let me make sure I find the right one. I don't mind promoting y'all because y'all podcast is fucking trash. Light years pod. And so I continue to do my research. And I look, I see the network. I'm like, okay, so they might be a little bit of a big deal. And I continue to do my research. And
keep digging.
I just look and I'm like, okay, this network has a basketball podcast for literally every single NBA team. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's interesting.
That is. That's weird. But
and then I went back and did some more research on Andy. He does stuff for Warriors World. He's from San Francisco, apparently.
I don't like that account, by the way.
Warriors World? Yeah, they're dweebs, too.
They be saying some weird shit.
They're super weird. Stuff like what Andy said.
Yeah, literally.
Hi, Andy. And so now, then it clicked in my head. Okay, you fit the quota. You're replaceable.
Right.
Because they got you to do what everybody else in their network do. And again, because I'm a little off, I wouldn't listen to a whole bunch of other podcasts on that network. And guess what, Andy? Your shit sound just like theirs.
So it's just talking about the team.
They talking about the team.
Right.
Andy, if I was a Warrior fan, I could take your job. I found the requirements to get on that network.
For real?
I'm not bullshit. I'm about to read it off right now.
Is it like a resume?
It's just what they asked for.
Oh, like a partnership type deal.
Yeah, basically. Again,
I don't even. This is news to me. Yeah, I don't know.
With the whole number shit, they have sponsors,
right?
Of course, your numbers are gonna go up when you're on a network. Yeah. That's what networks do.
Yeah, it's like being on a label. Like they push it for you.
Yeah, that's all it is. Right. Trust me, Andy. It's not because your content is good, because it's trash. And how are y'all on the whole network? And our sound quality is better than y'all's.
I remember you text me saying that too.
And I gave them the benefit of the doubt and like think, okay, they recording over Zoom. Zoom quality a little different. No, I scroll back to the first episode. Before. I went back like 2 years into and listen to a lot of it, bro.
Right.
Quality is trash. And so I went and I looked on this network's website.
I want to know the requirements.
I got you.
So this is the network's requirements to be a part of their network.
Yeah.
Okay.
Required qualification and skills. Editing and mixing audio.
Okay.
Guess who does that?
You.
Me. Let me ask the engineer. Hey, engineer. What's up? Hey, Andy. You know why we sound the same? Because it's me. Let's see.
He said, let me ask the engineer.
Booking guests. We don't even, I mean, our podcast is called the Open Invitation Podcast. We barely have people on. Recording sessions. We're doing that right now.
Correct.
Post-production cleanup. Andy, guess who edits this podcast?
Go ask me. Ask the engineer.
Scripting. We don't do shit scripted. It's all off the top of the head, right? Because we're not dorks.
We're not reading off anything.
We're not reading off. We're real friends. I've known Omar since I was in fourth grade.
Literally.
I love his mom.
Shout out moms.
Shout out to his mom. Let's keep reading. Team or sport research. That's easy.
Right.
Storytelling.
Right.
I tell a good story. Omar tells a good story. Let's see. An independent and proactive approach to work. This is all independent, Andy.
Independently owned. No network owned.
This is our shit. This is why I can get in here and talk about you, Andy.
Talk about whatever.
We can talk about whatever we want. You can't respond to me, Andy. You're on a network. They tell you what to talk about. You have a producer on your show. You know who produces this show?
Ask him.
Me.
A producer.
And Omar. This is us. This is what we do. Let's keep reading. Existing host of a podcast. I fit that too. Large social media following. I don't care about social media, so I don't have a large following.
Right.
Professional studio recording and post-production experience. What do you see in front of you, Omar?
A lot of production.
A lot of production, right? This is us. We do this. We don't need a network to get what we want to get out to the people.
Right.
And I kept listening. And sorry to your co-host, Sam. You're a dweeb too.
Andy and Sam.
I don't put any stock into finals MVP because people use that as an argument against Steph.
That literally doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all. And I kept listening. And all I hear is they talk about themselves a lot. Like everything comes back to them. Andy's always talking about how he's Asian. Like, why do we care? I don't care that you're Asian. Like, why does that has absolutely nothing to do with anything. And they spend majority of their time telling people, oh, you know, subscribe to our premium and get additional content and free merch. You begging for shit? They're whores too. Tell your podcast to close its legs.
He said they're whores too.
It's gross. Like, and then for him to like say what he said and then block me.
That's the funniest part to me.
It's like, man, what type of coward are you?
I wonder if he blocked me because I mentioned him a few times. He didn't block me.
Yeah, he gonna get mentioned a lot. Trust me. A bunch of the homies can't wait to hear this.
I'll be making snippets of it.
Oh yeah, I'm already knowing it's gonna be a snippet. And do not stop posting. I want Andy to hear this. But it's just like, how you gonna, like, I've never blocked anybody on Twitter for disagreeing or saying some shit about what I said relating to sports. How corny is that?
Right.
Like, and that's why I said what I said must have really affected his spirit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he felt like you broke his heart talking bad about Steph.
I didn't mean to violate your boo. Like, I'm sorry.
You literally said that, bro. In the first,
that's response, what I said. I said you should listen to. You should be our sixth listener.
Yeah, you said you should be. You're like real Laker fans. You're like, actually, never mind. You probably won't. How we talk about your boo. You won't like how we talk about your boo.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, and if you listen to this podcast, Andy, it might come across. You might. Oh, they two Laker fans. Da 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 da. You can say what you want. I hated this past Lakers roster. I'm not your typical Lakers fan.
That is facts.
Yeah, good luck with that argument.
We literally argued the night the Lakers won, bro. We was literally arguing.
Literally argued. But like, what you hear right now is, this is real chemistry. Ain't shit about this forced.
Andy and Sam, that's hella funny.
This is one of my best friends. And it comes across that way. So you can have your listeners and all that shit, and you're forced to have ads in your podcast. Every single podcast starts the same. I went and listened to theirs and to a few others, mm-hmm. and they all promoting somebody else's podcast.
That's strange.
Because they're on the network. The network tells them
they're promoting other podcasts.
The network tells them what they have to do. You are only on that network because you fit the
quota. You check the boxes, yeah.
You check the boxes. You from San Francisco.
You a means to an end.
Exactly. You can be replaced. It's really that if they want to find somebody else, if I was a Warrior fan, I would take your job.
Right. We would be like, oh, we trying to be a Warriors podcast.
We could do that tomorrow if we wanted to. We don't need no extra shit. We have the setup right here. What you hearing is organic. This is all us. And for you to make that count.
Five listeners a month.
For one, I don't even look at the numbers. So you could have been right and I wouldn't have known. But guess what, Andy? I do not care.
It don't matter.
I don't care about the numbers. I've never cared about the numbers. You care about the numbers because you have a quota to meet. If they don't like you, they can get rid of you.
Bro, this shit's so funny. I'm literally just going through.
Who can kick you off this podcast?
Nobody. They can't.
Guess what, Andy? Can't nobody kick me out either.
Exactly.
I mean, Omar, if he wanted to, honestly, like he decided, but he wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Because you know why? Because this works. This is what good content sound like. This is what a good podcast sound like. Your quality is trash. Everything y'all talk about, all y'all do is sit there and slob curry the whole time. That's all they do.
They jaws hurt. We should. Hey, you know what we should do? We should send them some knee pads.
Fam. You see why this works? Because Omar is just as petty as me. I wasn't even going to go there.
Bro, we should really send him some knee pads. We got to find out the address, bro.
Fam, it's just like
from the Open Invitation podcast.
I'll just suggest next time you make a comment like that, just know who you talking to. It's that simple. Because, again, I'm at the, and don't think this is the end. You're not. I already know you're not going to respond because you're just not built like that. I can tell it, just by me
we
saying Steph
different.
Is married.
We built
you
different.
Feel me? Like, just from me saying Steph is married proves that your spirit is brittle.
Yeah.
And again, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe that's not the tweet that did it.
It was.
But
oh,
I don't,
well, he,
but I don't know exactly
after, right.
when he blocked me.
Because you kept going.
But just the fact that you blocked me, just like you just like what? Who does that? You work in media content. You know everybody ain't gonna agree with right. what you say. You know people gonna talk.
This is your job.
That's what you do. And they slander James Harden. I slander James Harden too.
Right.
See, we have stuff in common, Andy. I don't completely hate you. I just think you're a dweeb. They slander LeBron because that's what every Warrior fan does.
Right.
But it's just like to bring up the. It's such a weak argument to bring up the numbers. Numbers don't reflect in quality.
Right.
You feel me? Like our shit sound better than yours. Our content is better than yours. We got original ideas because we don't have nobody telling us what we have to talk about and what we can't talk about.
Right.
That's why things like the Fade on Sight list work.
Do they have segments?
No, I don't think so. They just get up there and talk and
about
just
the
sound
Warriors.
And just sound terrible. Their quality is so bad, bro. How are you on the network and your quality bad? I don't understand that. And this is not a shot at that network. I don't want to work for y'all. I could.
I don't
easily.
Want to though.
I don't want to though. So Andy, I suggest you relax. Before I take your job, because I can easily become a Warrior fan. I can just become a Warrior fan. We're from the Bay Area.
That is
I've
fact.
Went to Warriors games before.
Fit the bill.
I seen Steph's first triple double. I was there.
For real?
Yeah, 45-13-10. I think it was crazy.
Damn.
But I was there. But it's just like Andy. Just
relax.
Relax. Know who you're talking to, and you can keep your corporate ass podcast. You can keep your numbers. You can keep your ads, all your sponsors, and everything that they tell you to talk about. My goal, and I'm speaking specifically for me. I don't know how Omar feels. I would rather have my shit talked about in the barbershop than in the corporate office.
That's a fact.
This is like real to people.
Right.
That's why people like
That's
us.
That's why we got five listeners.
That's exactly. you think if we was on some corporate bullshit, we would have five listeners,
There's
Andy?
No way.
There's no way we have five listeners.
We would never get there.
At all. And it's just like, fam, I'm not, we do it for different reasons, Andy. I see what you do.
I don't know why that name.
Why you Andy is funny?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Only Andy I respect is from Toy Story.
Andy. Yep.
Exactly. And it's just like, bro, just relax. And I'm blocked, so it doesn't really matter. But you're gonna hear this, and I hope you're listening well. You are the inferior podcast. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
You on a network with sponsors and all that, and your podcast is still not good. I don't care about the numbers.
Right.
That's why I can tell people to go, what's it called again? The Light Years Pod?
Light Years Pod.
Hey, all five listeners, go listen to the Light Years Pod and then get back to me and tell me how you feel.
Light Years Pod, yeah.
You can't tell them to listen to our podcast, Andy. Your boss won't allow it.
Your boss. I was just going to say that.
And you wouldn't do that because you know you would lose listeners. Because again, this is what good content sounds like. This is when something's organic. This is what it sounds like. And to your co-host, just
collateral damage. I'm sorry, Sam. Shout out.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You
Sam.
Ain't you ain't do nothing
I,
wrong.
I tweeted you and told you I have terrible aim.
Did you really?
I promise you, I did.
Bro, I must have missed that.
Yeah, I tweeted him and told him I have terrible aim. He didn't block me yet, so you better believe this clip is getting
tagged to Sam.
It's getting sent directly to him. But yeah, just y'all should have better communication. Because if Sam actually cared about you, he would have told you, don't respond to me.
If he cared about you.
I asked Omar, I said, Omar, should I add him on the Fade on Sight list? You know what Omar said? What'd you say, Omar?
I probably was like, mine as well. What did I say?
You see that? Because
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see the smoke.
Yeah, because Omar is just as petty as me. And this is why this podcast worked. So, again, you can take your listeners, your little following, your sponsors, your ads and all that shit. You can have that. what we got over here work, and it sound better than yours.
I really can't wait for this bitch to drop.
I'm telling you, just know who you're talking to before you make a comment and then block the person.
Yeah, that's.
I would never block you, Andy.
Especially after the comment, like, yeah.
Why? I just want to know, why did that bother you so much? I told you he's married.
That's what I was saying.
Did that really sting that bad, Andy?
It's different now.
Yeah. So all the five, you know, you about to get five new followers, Andy. Go You're follow welcome. Him on Twitter. Go listen to their trash ass podcast, and then get back to us.
You're welcome.
Plain and simple.
And real. I want to talk about what he referenced before we finish this episode, because yeah. I feel like this. I don't know why, but this happens a lot. Like, even though Andy, like, he's not the only. I feel like, I don't know if it's just a Bay Area thing, and we just, but like, why do people bring up, oh, like, if it wasn't for Steph, like CP3, like that.
I don't, bro, they're weird.
Like, there's they always try to bring a correlation, like, oh, look what Steph did.
They're weird.
It's like, bro, he decided to leave in free agency. Like, what's that got to do with Steph?
I don't get it. And then, I went back and listened to when KD left. They sounded so depressed.
Oh, the episode after KD left?
They sounded so sad.
Well, you know what I mean? It was up in the air. Like, we didn't really know.
Like, shut up. You know who told y'all KD was leaving? Me. While he was still on the team. Because I watch basketball, Andy. I don't care what numbers you know. You're not me. I'm better than you at what you do. And I don't have a network. Omar is better than your co-host. We're better than y'all. And we don't have a network. And we don't need one. We're better than y'all. Plain and simple.
You say they got an engineer too? Or
I don't know who engineers like stuff, but it's terrible. I respect all engineers because it's not easy.
Oh, no, you said they got a producer.
They got a producer. Right. I'm better than your producer too.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have a fade on site list. We do.
They can't.
You can't have one. You get told what to talk about. That's how I know he's not going to respond. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
That's the beauty of not having to answer nobody. Because if I wanted to do an hour-long episode about you, Andy, I would. You could. Easily. And this is, just know who you're talking to. I'm a little off, so I did my research. Your podcast sound like every other podcast on the network. Shout out to them, though.
Shout out to them.
They didn't say anything to me.
They ain't do nothing wrong.
So, like I said, keep going with that same cookie-cutter-ass, bullshit-ass podcast formula. Let's talk about, you know, and this is the thing. I promise I'm going to try to wrap it up. Like, y'all podcast is only popping because y'all in the Bay Area.
Right.
Like I said, if we were Warrior fans. Yeah. It's that simple. But like I said, we got our five listeners because the content is good.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Because I have to imagine the majority of, like, our homies are Warrior fans.
Yeah.
And, like, for those who don't listen, it's probably because they don't want to hear two Lakers fans talk about basketball all day because they know it's biased.
Yeah.
But, like, if we was in LA,
we would be up.
Yeah.
It would go crazy.
I never
they have an LA podcast on that
a Laker podcast?
Yeah, on that network. Yeah, they got one for everybody.
I wouldn't want to listen to a Warriors podcast, like, for what?
Exactly.
I already know the type of content it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's you have a microwavable podcast. Anybody can do what y'all do.
Microwavable.
That's all it is. Quick. Y'all fit the quota. Let's find two people from the Bay Area that are Warriors fans to talk about
basketball.
And you know who's going to listen?
Warriors fans.
We don't do that over here. We talk about whatever we want to talk about. That's the beauty of not having to answer nobody, Andy. So again, just don't do it. And I hope you can unblock me and we can, you know, this is all in good fun.
Right.
I still think you're a dweeb.
Just friendly shots.
Yeah. Yeah. It's never nothing. Like right. I said, because if I really wanted to, like,
go crazy.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to make you feel stupid and question who you are when you look yourself in the mirror.
Make you think twice.
Yeah. So, and you'll think twice before responding to me again. And I'm pretty sure Sam will think twice before ever responding to me.
I got
to
find that tweet because I didn't even see that. I had no idea.
He knows it's coming. They both know it's coming. I should tweet right now. Just, hey, let him know it's done.
We'll tweet after this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Give him a heads up.
So, yeah. We got anything else?
Nah, that's it.
What episode is this?
39.
Episode 39. Shout out again to all our five listeners.
Yes, sir.
You know, we wouldn't be anywhere without y'all.
We appreciate y'all.
And Andy, our podcast is better than yours.
We out.
And if you disagree, then prove it without mentioning numbers. You dweeb. We out.
I'm sorry. I just wanted a Frosty.